We're going to begin in Kyiv, where European Union and Ukrainian leaders are meeting for a summit that's intended to be constructive and symbolic. 17 senior EU officials, including the European Commission and European Council presidents, are attending. It's the first time such a summit's been held in a country at war. And Natasha Butler's joining us live now from Kyiv. Natasha, there's going to be a lot on this agenda, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. And EU leaders and Ukrainian officials, including, of course, President Volodymyr Zelensky, have been deep in discussions for several hours now. We are hoping to hear from them as the day goes on, as to what they decided. We know that there was a lot on the agenda. Ukraine certainly wants to know more about its aspirations to become a member of the European Union. Its candidacy for the bloc was approved last year in June, but it wants its membership talks and negotiations to be fast-tracked, to be sped up. That is unlikely to happen. EU leaders say there are a number of conditions and criteria that must be fulfilled by any country to become a full member state, including things in the media, law, judiciary, and corruption. Now, Kyiv has launched a huge anti-corruption drive. Corruption, a real problem in Ukraine for many years now. A number of top government officials were forced to resign just last week. And that has been praised by EU leaders, but they say, look, that is just a first step. Of course, there is still a lot of work to be done. A lot of other things, though, being discussed, including more sanctions on Russia, another package in the coming weeks, the EU says. Also, money for things like reconstruction, rebuilding Ukraine. So much of the country has been badly damaged in this war, which is now nearly a year old.
Natasha, thank you very much indeed. Natasha Butler talking to us from Kyiv. We're going to bring in Osama bin Javed, who's live for us in Moscow. So Ursula von der Leyen's been saying that more sanctions are on the way, and Volodymyr Zelensky is saying it's just not happening fast enough. How is Russia reacting to all of this?
Well, there hasn't been an immediate reaction, but we've heard from the Kremlin in the last few hours saying that what it wants to do is quote, protect its interests from emerging risks. And this has been the idea that Russia has been portraying as sort of a view of defiance in the wake of all of these sanctions. It's not just been able to sustain much of its oil production, but it's also been able to find new markets for its oil as these sanctions, multiple rounds of these, have come into effect, the latest in the next 48 hours, which are going to be implemented by the European Union, which includes sanctions on petrol as well as diesel products. We've been hearing from the Russian president as well on that tone of how the year has passed, that President Putin was saying that after 80 years, the Russians are going to be facing tanks from Germany once again with crosses over them, and the country is prepared to go any length to protect its interests and its people. So it feels like that as this war comes to a year old, the defiance hasn't subsided, and Russia is trying to be inventive in ways where it can not just sustain the sanctions that are being imposed, but circumvent them as well.
Osama bin Javed in Moscow, thank you.